This is John Trelawn for Payments.com, and I'm speaking today with Patrick Davey, who's the Vice President and Product Line Owner for Risk Solutions at Fiserv. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you.
And I just want to talk to you a little bit about fraud. It's a worldwide problem costing businesses more than $100 billion annually. Now, just as the U.S. has migrated to EMV, fraud is also on the move and is getting even more sophisticated. What current risk trends is Fiserv seeing in the marketplace right now?
Well, it's clear, John, financial institutions are operating in an extremely challenging environment. It's costing them billions of dollars annually in the United States in terms of losses. Some of the key trends we're seeing include a more diverse cardholder activity patterns. What this does, it makes it more difficult to recognize legitimate cardholder behavior. We're seeing more creative and pervasive fraud, including flash fraud, which can result in huge losses before issuers can react and respond. Criminal attacks that have increased in magnitude, social engineering tools that exploit consumers with phishing attacks, criminal efforts to install malware. I mean, the list goes on, but I think what we need to kind of cap the list off with is phishing and smishing. Phishing is voice phishing, typically used to steal cards or other information used in identity theft schemes. And smishing is SMS phishing, using cell phone text messages to induce people to divulge their personal information. But I'd say the most worrisome trend, if, you know, if we think of all the various trends I just listed for you, is the continued breach activity at merchants and FIs occurring at an unsetting regular pace. And all signs show that the trend is continuing, and this is really driving the increase in fraud loss. An interesting side note to this trend is that the true cost of this fraud, already known to be billions, as we just discussed, likely underrepresents the total cost to FIs. I think it's important FIs understand that the cost of fraud goes way beyond just the actual fraud loss. What they should make sure that they do is account for additional categories of expense that are often unreported, or perhaps not reported at all, like the back office operational expenses associated with research, cardholder service. Then you've got the cost to reissue cards. You've got the chance that those reissued cards are not going to be used, or even worse, that accounts will be closed. And I think these things directly impact the profitability associated with cards and card portfolios.
You talked about a number of risk trends there. How is EMV and tokenization, how are those going to affect them?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the implementation of EMV aggressively underway in the U.S. Means that we're making or will soon make significant strides against point-of-sale fraud at in-store terminals. But as we all know, and we've been hearing for quite some time, EMV is only a partial answer to the overall war against fraud, since it just simply concentrates on counterfeit fraud and does not do anything to mitigate card-not-present fraud. And as we've seen in Europe, which has had EMV for years, they're currently in the throes of expanding CNP fraud, and unfortunately, I expect to see a repeat of that phenomenon here in the U.S. I think it's inevitable that as consumers begin to rely more and more on online platforms to transact, that new security measures are going to be needed to separate customers from criminals. And that's where tokenization comes in, and we're excited about that because it complements the value of EMV. It addresses the potential for fraud to shift to the card-not-present environment, and in general, I'd say it enhances the overall payment ecosystem data security. Unfortunately, you know, we're just in the beginning stages of tokenization, and I think the full impact that tokenization will have on fraud is still years away. I'd say both approaches, though, EMV and tokenization, are undeniably strengthening the payments chain, and FIs absolutely should take advantage of these fraud-fighting capabilities. But certainly, fraudsters are not going to give up trying to find and then exploit weak spots in the fraud ecosystem. And that means FIs need to remain vigilant and diligent as it relates to the shifting patterns of fraud.
Well, now, in past conversations that payments have had with Fiserv, we've learned that your approach is to empower financial institutions and consumers to protect their payment cards from fraud. Could you tell us how you're doing that and what the benefits are to your clients?
Yeah, sure. Let me list a couple things. First, FIs still need sensible risk management approaches that complement the promise of EMV and tokenization, and I'd suggest a few best practices. These best practices include tools that have been widely available for quite a while, including real-time transaction scoring that blocks suspected fraud at the point of purchase, real-time case management and monitoring, tracking and monitoring fraud alerts on compromised cards, to name a few. Additionally, all FIs should consider deploying specific authorization rules that fit the unique characteristics of their card base. The old adage, one size does not fit all as it relates to authorization rules, is really true because each issuer's card base is different from their peers in the market. And I'd also like to highlight customized options like risk management services. These complement the best practices that I just mentioned for you, but they also provide additional insight and controls to assist in managing fraud. So with a risk management service team, FIs receive insight and direction designed to address their institution's unique card fraud risk exposure. So at Fiserv, for example, our industry experts do things like provide advice on remediation strategies. They design and implement customized fraud rules. They generate specialized reports. They provide some analytic services and just generally supply other assistance to reduce fraud exposure. But, you know, as it relates to the cardholders, FIs really need to empower them to and educate them on the importance of proactive management. Cardholders who understand how to safely use their cards are reasserting themselves as one of the strongest lines of protection against card fraud. And what I mean is, you know, upfront cardholder education increases cardholder awareness, which helps decrease unauthorized card use and fraud loss. If you look at some of the industry stats, they show that cardholders who review their account activity on a routine basis are much more likely to detect and report fraudulent activity. And another point around the consumers is that they should be empowered by their FI to use new technology capabilities. For example, like being able to actively manage their card usage by defining when, where, and how their payment cards are used. And we have a service called Card Valet that I think is really ideal for cardholders who want to proactively manage their card accounts through their mobile devices. Card Valet's financial management capabilities empowers cardholders to monitor and control their card transactions. So, for example, if you're a parent or a small business owner, you can review card usage for your dependents or even enforce spending policy compliance for transactions on business cards. And the cardholders just simply download these apps to their mobile device, and then they can set up these customized usage settings and alert preferences. I really think these applications like Card Valet are extremely powerful tools to fight fraud.
Okay, well, in addition to tools like that, as we discussed, fraud is continuing to evolve. So how is Fiserv going to keep pace or stay ahead of it? What are you guys focusing on next?
Yeah, sure. So to help our clients succeed, we're definitely continuing to build out on our comprehensive and holistic fraud detection solutions. Now, as I mentioned, these tools combine risk solutions with personal hands-on investigative and support services, along with the cardholder engagement tools like Card Valet. The comprehensive tools and rules provide our clients with prudent practices they can use to control risk and increase cardholder satisfaction. But to get a bit more specific, as we've been talking about, fraud trends demand risk management strategies that improve detection and operational efficiency. And we're continuing to add to our integrated and coordinated risk management solutions to make sure that our FIs have the ability to build a seamless and multi-layered defense against very complex and changing fraud scenarios. So an example of this is our linking our card fraud systems with our deposit fraud systems to provide our clients a better view into cross-channel fraud. I think this is going to be increasingly important as fraud begins to shift to account takeover fraud and new account fraud, particularly as the future promise of EMV and tokenization seal out the existing attack vectors that fraudsters have been able to take advantage of through the years.
All right. That's all we have for you today. I did want to thank you, Patrick, for sharing your insights and speaking with us today.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.